I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is the International Day for the Unreached on Pentecost Sunday. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says that his people, the Hmar of Northeast India, were unreached back in 1910. Then, Welsh missionary Watkin Roberts sent a translation of the Gospel of John to the tribal chiefs.
There were a few that were semi-literate, and they knew that it was something important. And so they scrawled on the back, "Please, sir, come and explain the meaning of this book."
Roberts came, and 5 days with the Hmar changed everything. Podaiti's grandfather was one of the first to accept Christ.
It just spread from hut to hut and then from village to village. And our entire tribe was evangelized, and almost entirely by its own people, within one generation.
Join in prayer for the unreached this week. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And hardship continues in southern Lebanon 6 months after a ceasefire ended the war between Hezbollah and Israel. Nearly 1 million people from the region were displaced at the end of last year. Thousands of people have returned to their homes in southern Lebanon, but are dealing with destruction and trauma. Camille Melki says help from Heart for Lebanon makes it a little easier to meet daily needs.
It gives us so much credibility by being present, serious and purposeful in our humanitarian aid, which leads us to beautiful Jesus conversations.
Come alongside Heart for Lebanon. We'll connect you in the full story at our website.
First and foremost, centered at everything we do, is looking at every opportunity to share the gospel in order to make disciples, as Christ has commissioned us to do.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.